Hartford Ready, WEDK News.
Jim Gillis is a brilliant man. He agrees with me. Actually, he says a lot of the things that we've been saying all week long about a few things here. He says in today's column in the Middletown Daily News, this sounds like an out-of-town marketing genius at work. And then he tells the story of the Providence Hotel, formerly known as the Biltmore. And as I put it back on Monday or Tuesday, it's out-of-town hipster marketing genius. And as we discussed, it goes deeper than that, and I'm calling it the Buddy Cianci Convention and Visitors Bureau. Because these professors thought that this would be a great idea. Because this is their frame of reference. So get ready for more of this. Anyway, back to the Gillis column. That's twice convicted felon, Buddy Cianci. The hotel changed its mind earlier this week after public complaints. Gillis says he would have taken it a step further and disallowed. And this is what I said. I said, there's got to be a list now because everybody overcompensates. So, we can't take this chance ever again. This must never, ever happen. So, immediately, we want a list of people that we will not make reference to. No ne'er-do-wells and people who are politically charged and who have questionable reputations. And here's the list. And you know there's going to be a list. So, my list was Klaus von Bülow, possibly Ted Turner, and another few ne'er-do-wells. And this is for the new Newport Hotel. So take a lesson, you guys down there where the Newport Yachting Center used to be. Don't make the mistake that the hipsters in Providence made. Who else might be on the list in Newport? But anyway, Gillis is Providence-oriented, which is kind of interesting since he's more of a Newport guy than I'll ever be. And he says he would not allow portraits of Gordon Fox. Well, yeah, I know. It's a little inside baseball, though, you know. No one, most people have no idea who we're talking about. Ed DePreet. There you go. The slave traders. What does that even mean? We'd have lots to work with, he said. So there you go. But a brilliant observation, mostly because I made it a week ago. So there is that. It is... He says, whatever happened to Hollywood Bread? That's an excellent question. Hollywood Bread was it was not just a local baker, although it was baked by Gold Medal over here in Fall River. And it was the same people that used to make Wholesome Bread. Do they still make Wholesome Bread? I haven't seen Wholesome Bread in a long time. H-O-L-S-U-M, Wholesome Bread. Someone actually used to use the expression, you know the expression, greatest things in sliced bread? Well, someone, and I should look into this. Someone decided, someone used to actually say the expression this way. This is the greatest thing since wholesome sliced bread. So was wholesome the first to slice bread? I don't know. But you remember wholesome bread. They had, how about this for a marketing scheme, right? Someone will come up with this and take credit for this. This was a few decades ago, now that I think about it, because I was in like I would have had to have been in elementary school. So this would have been back during the, Dust Bowl period, or perhaps the era of good feeling or something, around 1852. And in school, now I went to public school, and one day someone showed up in the classroom And I don't remember the grade, but I remember this. They gave us all little loaves of wholesome bread because this was new and it was going to be introduced in the stores and so forth. And so each of us got a little loaf about the size of one of those demi loaves that you get in a bread basket in a restaurant, you know, but it was a perfectly baked little loaf of white bread in a plastic bag, in a little miniature plastic bag that was a miniature of the wholesome bread wrapper. And, you know, so we all brought it home. Hey, look what we got here, Mom, the bread. Can you imagine that today? In the first place, you would have had the gluten people, right? I'm gluten intolerant. We should all try to be more tolerant. You'd have the gluten people. You'd have the white bread people. The anti-white bread people. Oh, this is poison. This is killing us. And oh, my God. And then you'd have the filthy commerce people. How dare a commercial entity invade the public space? This cannot be. The government cannot condone and endorse a commercial product. In the, right, in the Feinstein school of whatever. But every kid, it had to have been in the whole school. And I, the section of Taunton that I grew up in was kind of the sticks. I mean, we were part of the urban renewal and all of that stuff. We were in the new section of East Taunton. But, I mean, it was the back of the woods as I look back on it. And, I mean, we would also have the farms that were up the street from the school come in and recruit. At about this time of the year, there'd be people from the local farms who would come in and say, hey, you want to come work on the farm this summer? So this was hardly the modern suburbs. It was more rural than suburb. Very, very cool as I think about it. But we were in one school for all 8 grades. Can you imagine that today? So you had, you know, little kids like me. I was in first grade when I was 5 years old, all the way up to the 8th grade where you had 16 and 17-year-olds. Well, you know, these things happen. So how's that for a family? How's that for a demographic for you? The 5 to 18-year-old demographic. Oh, my gosh. I don't think we actually had kids driving to school in the 8th grade, but it could have happened. So anyway, wholesome bread. But wholesome bread was baked by the Gold Medal Baking Company in Fall River, which is still around today. And they also made Hollywood bread. And in one of my first jobs in the radio, we ran commercials for Hollywood bread. And Hollywood bread was not just your basic bread. It was a diet food, if you remember. It was, and it would have been a politically correct bread today because it was made with it was not a wheat bread. It would have been gluten-free. I think it was gluten-free. I don't think there was any wheat in it. It was made of power of advertising. I remember this from the commercial. I will find you a Hollywood bread commercial because it was very catchy. And it was made from 8 vegetable flours. So I think it would have been gluten-free, would it not? Anybody remember Hollywood bread? 846-1028. If you remember Hollywood bread, it was a dark bread, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't great, but its texture was hardly what you would call artisan. You know, we have these breads today. Here, let's have a ciabatta, and yes, I have a sourdough, and all of this stuff. And, I mean, one of my marketing partners, as you may know, is Panera Bread. And they know a lot about baking, and they get it done, and they're the real deal. And so there are a lot of different breads and things that go on. And a lot of artisan loaves. And, of course, within sound of my voice are some wonderful artisan bakers whom we've had on the program. And so they know about baking with all of these different flours and styles of bread and different breads that are ethnic specialties and so forth. A lot better bread than Hollywood bread in the foodie light of day in which we live here in 2019. We know so much more about food now than we did in 1968. But Hollywood bread. All right, Jim Gillis, you ask, you challenge, you throw the gauntlet down. Newbury will answer momentarily. And 846-1028, if you know anything about Hollywood bread, 846-1028. We're going to talk travel in a couple of minutes. My guest is trying to get through on the phone now, so any minute the office phone will ring and some millennial producer will whine that I'm not picking up the phone. But we'll get to our guest in a minute. Time for traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz and VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report as I wave to the passing parade on the Connell off-ramp. Heavy traffic this morning coming into Newport. Gosh, you'd think it was a Friday in June. And it is. You've got a backup of traffic occasionally backing up almost a half a mile here onto the bridge deck on the Pell eastbound. We have no work zone schedule today. It's just a volume of traffic. So get ready to spend some quality time on the Newport end of the Pell Bridge. If you want to spend less quality time, stay to the left and exit onto Admiral Kalfas Road, and you'll save yourself some time that way. We're busy in both directions in the toll plaza, on and off the Pell. On the Mount Hope Bridge, looking fairly good here, end-to-end on the bridge. A little busy at the traffic light in Portsmouth in both directions. The Saconnet River Bridge, just fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. Hey, that's where you want to spend some quality time at VD. Check out some of those beauties. You're going to find the car of your dreams. I just know it. And what makes it twice as good is the VD Advantage. When you bring that car in for any kind of routine maintenance or service, you get a free loaner car. You get pickup. You get delivery. That lounge is nice and comfortable to relax in for a few minutes. Your car is taken care of the best that it can be. You'll be so impressed with the service. You get washed and vacked alongside. No wonder Jim Gray says you're going to be a customer for life. Why don't you find out more? Talk to the VD team direct at 888-BY-VT. AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Art Berluti, where else are we going to encounter delays today?
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
In Middletown, delays continue at the intersection of Aquidneck and Green End Avenues. Watch for alternating lane closures in Barrington on Nayat Road east and west from Washington Road to Rumstick Road. And in North Kingstown, expect delays on Lafayette Road north and south near the Lafayette Road Bridge. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Compassion International. You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry. Take a trip back to Carefree Times. Leave today, Black Island awaits you. Just leave your troubles behind. Sail away on the Black Island Ferry.
Get to Black Island fast on our high-speed ferries from Point Judith, Newport, and Fall River. From Point Judith, you can be there in just 30 minutes. For schedules and rates, go to blackislandferry.com or call 866-783-7996.
A music tradition continues on WADK every Sunday morning as I bring you the music of Ireland. I'm Rick Kelly. Tune in at 8 every Sunday on 1540 AM for the best in traditional and contemporary Irish music. The Irish Hour, Sunday mornings at 8.
Surf, sun, and sand. And now movies. Musquamaket drive-in movies are back. Every Friday night, come down to the beach and watch a classic movie on the big screen. This Friday, catch Caddyshack.
Sir, you know what I just saw?
No, sir.
A gopher.
Gopher? Where?
Do you know what gophers can do to a golf course?
Movies start at 9 p.m. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. Drive-in movies are at Wushkinow Town Beach next to the water slides. Only $15 per car. For more information, log on to musquamaket.org.
If you were born from 1945 to 1965, you'll want to listen to this. People born during these years are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C. It often has no symptoms, yet is a leading cause in liver cancer. Here's the good news. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. Talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. A message from the Rhode Island Department of Health and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WADK weather.
Today, mostly sunny. We'll see a refreshing breeze with a high of 67. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Saturday, reaching a high of 70. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy, more humid with a passing shower in the afternoon, and a high of 68. Starting the week on Monday, humid with considerable cloudiness, we'll see a couple of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm, high 75. I'm Jillian Ford on 1540 WADK.
Hi, I'm Ray Brown, inviting you to join me for a fun show called Talkin' Birds every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on 1540 AM WADK.
All right, Ray. Hey, I have got a great opportunity here. We're going to talk with the travel expert from Expedia, Lisa Perkovic, and she is in New Orleans as we speak. I can hear the jazz band. Lisa, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Ray. How are you going?
Very, very good. Boy, this is terrific. Here we are in Newport, Rhode Island. You're sitting there in New Orleans. You could not go wrong on either end of this conversation, Lisa.
That's right. We're both doing pretty well this morning.
Boy, this is wonderful. So what finds you in New Orleans today?
Well, I'm here to take the perfect holiday card photo. It's all about the photo. And I tell you what, there's not anywhere much more picturesque than New Orleans. There's just too many things to take photos of.
No doubt. And we're here to really talk about getting us to a picturesque vacation destination this summer. And, you know, if I do say so myself, we're in a pretty spiffy and picturesque destination here. But what's on your list of picturesque destinations, Lisa?
Well, I tell you what, I've been in New Orleans for a few days, and I have seen some pretty amazing things that really take the cake when it comes to a holiday photo, like heading out to a plantation, seeing Homer's house, which, you know, you can have your little Gone with the Wind moment, even cruising down the Mississippi was pretty special on an authentic steamboat called the Natchez. Really, some of these unique, exciting activities are so awesome and so fun to do with your family when it comes to summer. We're seeing a huge increase in people actually wanting to do photography tours while they're out and about.
Boy, isn't that amazing since we have, you know, I just came through graduation and, you know, there were thousands of people taking pictures on their phones and all of that. But, you know, there were a few people who take it very seriously and were out there with actual cameras. So it is really still, the art of photography is still very much alive and vibrant. And even if you're just taking pictures with your phone, you want to have a good picture.
Well, that's right. I think there's two things you need to get an epic photo. You need a great background. You need to go somewhere different, take your whole family, go somewhere fun like New Orleans, and you need an amazing experience. So go online and book in to do something really different. Like, we've got such great activities on the site, and we actually have a huge big sale coming up from the 1st to the 7th of July. You can get up to 50% off your activities. That's like Black Friday, except in time for your summer vacation. And that's where you're going to get a really cool photo.
For sure. And what you want to do is get everything set up so that you can just get to your destination and just, you know, snap away. And of course, experience all this. You don't want to look at, you don't want to spend your vacation just looking through the lens. You want to see some actual sights, but everything in its place. So how do you find and book some activities before you arrive? What's your best advice, Lisa Perkovic?
Yeah, I think easy. You've got to do your planning beforehand. Head online, check out what activities are there. If you want to save a little bit of extra money as well, add an activity booking to your flight or your hotel or even your package to get extra discounts. Use Expedia reward points. I love my reward points. I save them up until I can redeem them on and even get an entire activity for free. There are some little things that you can do to be really savvy that'll mean that you can relax and just enjoy your vacation.
Well, that's it. And you know what would make it all seem twice as good, Lisa? If we had a free trip that we won, maybe a trip of a lifetime, and you happen to have some word about a $50,000 trip of a lifetime. I think we're all interested in that.
Everyone wants to hear about this. It's so easy to enter. We are giving away a $50,000 vacation so that someone really lucky, can have the ultimate vacation and the ultimate holiday shot. All you got to do is go to Expedia.com/holiday card. Got to enter before June 30th and be over 21. But, I mean, come on, you've got to be in it to win it.
You've got to be in it to win it. No question. Well, you're in a wonderful place, and I hope you enjoy it. And thanks very much for sharing a little bit of it with us today here. Where can we go for more information?
Oh, head straight to Expedia.com/holiday card.
Expedia.com/holiday card. All right, ma'am. Thank you very, very much indeed. How about that? A little visit to New Orleans. Well, we're not too far behind here in the great city of jazz. In fact, did I just see that we're going to be speaking with on one of our Tuesdays at the Fort? We're going to be talking music very, very soon. Let me check this real quick here, because now I'm all about the busking, right? Listening to that. I don't know how much of that you could hear because it was not the best phone connection in the world, but it was their end. And but she was in New Orleans, and there was a jazz band playing on the sidewalk right behind her. Very, very cool. And so, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind having a little music breakout as you're just kind of hanging out there. And when we go to the Fort on Tuesdays, of course, we talk all about the Music at the Fort series, which is a great, great series of concerts in addition to the big festivals and all of that stuff. Very approachable and something that you don't have to hang out with a bunch of people from New York and hipsters and all that. And you know what I'm saying? It's very, very nice and a way to spend a wonderful summer night at Fort Adams. And there will be four concerts at the Fort this season, starting on the 20th, next Thursday. And we're going to have a preview with none other than Buddy Kane Tuesday at the Fort. Oh, man, get ready for everything that you ever wanted to know about the history of music in Newport and a lot of Rhode Island music history stories as well. We had such a great time with Buddy last year, just talking about this one played here, and then this one ended up on this recording, and oh man, so great. So Buddy Kane will be with us Tuesday at the Fort, next Tuesday at Fort Adams between 9 and noon. AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisories in effect from 11 this morning right through this evening. Today, southwest winds at 10 to 15 knots, gusting up to 25 knots. Tonight, west winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting up to 25 knots, then diminishing to 5 to 10 knots overnight. Waves today and tonight, 2 to 4 feet. That's Boating in the Bay on WEDK.
The following message is unbelievable. There most likely will be a summer this year. Freeman Graves thinks so. That's why they're stocked with shorts. Rugged Flex Rugby Shorts by Carhartt. There's a pocket for your phone. These just may be the easiest shorts to move in you have ever worn. That's because Carhartt builds spandex right in. Plus, Freeman Graves gives you $20 off every pair of Merrell footwear for training, outdoors, and casual. Freeman Graves & Sons. Now at 178 East Main Road in Middletown. Believe it. Open until 5:30.
Want to try deep sea fishing? Join Nairobi at the 9th annual Meeting Street Fishing for a Cause, Friday, June 21st and Saturday the 22nd. The Seaside Dinner will take place at Kilburn Mill at Clark's Cove in New Bedford. 100% of the proceeds from this catch and release tournament and Seaside Dinner support Meeting Street, which provides support services for children with special educational and developmental needs. Join in the fun and help support the children. For more information, go to Carty's.com.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Linen Drops is a Rhode Island-based vacation and short-term linen rental service. They provide resort-quality bed and bath linens to any property where none are provided. Simply go to linendrops.com for more information.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., grab a cup of coffee and tune in to The Big Ticket with me, Teddy Horan. It's WADK's only show completely dedicated to sports, and I'll cover everything from local to national and collegiate to professional, including interviews with local coaches, players, and many more. So this Saturday, turn off SportsCenter and tune in to AM 1540 WADK or WADK.com to hear The Big Ticket from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
The 2019 Newport Flower Show, Audubon Artistic Adventures in the one-of-a-kind setting of Rosecliff. Come for the opening night cocktail party, afternoon tea, champagne jazz brunch, or dinner and a movie outdoors. Special guest, internationally known lifestyle expert India Hicks. Special garden exhibitions, free lectures and demonstrations, children's activities, and wonderful shopping experiences. Have your own artistic adventure at the Newport Flower Show, June 21st through 23rd. Tickets at newportmansions.org.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
Sunny and breezy today, a high 68. Then sunny and pleasant on Saturday. More WADK weather is coming up. Newport police are investigating after cords were found strung across bike and hiking trails in Miantonomi Park. They say it appears the cords were placed with the intent to cause harm, and anyone who finds other hazards or has information on potential suspects should contact Newport police at their non-emergency number. Residents in Coventry are reversing course on a new town budget. The spending plan passed at an all-day referendum on Thursday after the initial budget was turned down last month. Art Berdotti, WADK News.
Get the latest news 24/7 at WADK.com.
I told you.
Hollywood light and Hollywood dark. Special formula, thinly sliced. 8 great vegetable flours, no shortening. The taste is beautiful. Eleanor Hansberry's recipe booklet free where you buy beautiful Hollywood bread.
Yes. Did you hear that woman's name? It was very difficult because it was recorded with some Radio Shack cassette recorder held up to the speaker of the RCA New Vista. Yeah, Eleanor Hansberry was the person behind Hollywood Bread. See, this is what we mean when we say we talk about what you care about. Who cares about all this other stuff? This was out in, well, that commercial was from 1971. And this was about that time. It was from Hollywood, Florida. And it was called Hollywood Diet Bread. And it was called the darling of the slim set. It's daring. It's different. It's the only bread baked with 8 great vegetable flours and no shortening. Yes. And it had all kinds of strange stuff in it. It does not appear to have been gluten-free, though, because there was wheat, apparently. Let's see. So here's the story of this woman. Her name was Eleanor Hansberry. She was born Eleanor Roth in Ohio. And she had quite a life. Married at 15, had a baby, divorced at 18, married again, divorced at 20, remarried again that same year. Busy, busy girl. In her early 20s, struggling to lose weight and unwilling to give up her breakfast toast, she came up with the idea of a bread that would be low in calories and healthy. Now, keep in mind, this is like 50 years ago. We didn't know anything about anything. She approached a company called Elam Health Foods in Chicago with her recipe. Her formula contained parsley, carrots, cabbage, cauliflower, artichoke, lettuce, pumpkin, and seaweed. This lady was way ahead of her time. The final product had a good flavor and fewer calories than a traditional loaf, and the slices were thinner. Remember when you had the diet bread and they were thin slices? So that was the whole idea. So yeah, there was also stone ground wheat and honey and molasses. So it was kind of it was almost an Anadama bread if you think about it, because that's basically what it was. But there was wheat in it. So it was not a gluten-free deal. And so she found this other guy who I guess became her fourth husband, who found an investor. And the investor gave Eleanor $1,000 in cash in exchange for 49% of the company. And Eleanor hit the road. I guess she did go to Hollywood, California, to enlist stars to sell her bread. So it is Hollywood, California. In looking at it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was Hollywood, Florida. Because there's a Hollywood, Florida connection that I'm sure we'll get to in this story. But she went and actually found people like Elizabeth Taylor, Joan Crawford, Grace Kelly, there's your Newport connection, Joan Fontaine, and Judy Garland all had their pictures in the stars that adorned the bread wrapper. Her bread company never had a bakery. She sold franchises of her bread recipe to bakeries across the country. Brilliant. Hollywood Bread would ship the mix all over the country to different bakeries, like the Gold Medal Bakery in Fall River. The bakeries would bake it and then distribute it to the local grocers while she controlled the marketing program. And somehow, I was not really involved in the advertising at that time, but it was the local station that I worked for in Taunton had as an advertiser the Gold Medal Baking Company from Fall River. And that's where the Hollywood Bread came from. So there you go. So she's walking into these bakeries to convince them to bake her bread. She started another company, the National Baker Services, and became its president and chairwoman. Sometime around the late 50s or early 60s. Oh, this goes way, way back. Sometime around the late 50s or early 60s. Eleanor decided to relocate herself and her company to Hollywood, Florida. After relocating to Florida, the company stopped using the movie stars that kept the stars on the wrapper. Oh, they kept the stars on the wrapper. They just stopped using the movie stars' pictures and names and so forth. She built a building. That's the Hollywood Bread Building that was built in 1969. I don't know if it's still around. Maybe you do. The building is a classic mid-century modern structure with a huge cantilevered roof and a well-designed parking garage. The sign used to be illuminated and could be seen for miles. The story came out in 2018, September of 2018. So as of that time, the status of the building was that the sign was no longer illuminated. Lucky for us, this is a Hollywood Gazette, the latest proposal from the developer is to rehab the building into exclusive loft-style apartments, which will be incorporated into the larger development of the parcel, but whether or not they're going to call it the Hollywood Bread Building or whatever. She made her home in Hollywood, Florida, and it's one of the best pieces of real estate in the lakes, with spectacular views of North Lake and the beach barrier island and water on two sides. She added on to the house six times. One night in 1963, four masked men broke into the bedroom, stole 10 furs and a $12,000 diamond ring. They tied her up with her own designer drapery cords. They cut the phone lines. They left her there. She escaped. She freed herself and fled to the home of her neighbor, who was the owner and president of a local bank, who called the police. In addition to her home, she owned a luxury yacht named the Miss Hollywood. And she opened the Hollywood House of Beauty on Galt Ocean Mile. Eleanor Hansberry passed away in 1978. The Hollywood Bread Building is the last reminder we have of this incredibly strong, independent, smart businesswoman way ahead of her time. And that's the story of Hollywood Bread. Well, most of it, anyway. There is a recipe. Now, Jane in our office was listening today. Thank you, Jane. And she sent a recipe for Hollywood bread that is online. Hollywood diet bread. And the recipe has carrot, tomato, kale, celery, parsley, brown sugar, vegetable oil, an egg, milk, wheat flour. Okay. So I guess you could use another kind of flour, though. You could use any kind of a vegetable flour, I would imagine. But it says you have to use white bread flour as well. So I don't know. But how about that? Who do I know that's a baker? I wonder if the Panera people would bake me a loaf of Hollywood bread. I wonder if, I don't know. We'll have to find a baker who might actually be willing to try this recipe. And we can all hang out and enjoy delicious diet Hollywood bread. And how about that for a classic mid-century story of America and all of what was entailed there.
Vegetable flours, no shortening. The taste is beautiful.
Hollywood bread, taste is beautiful.
Eleanor Hansberry's recipe booklet free where you buy beautiful Hollywood bread.
Yes, you could probably find it at Fernandes or BPM. And more than likely Almax, I would think. Almax probably had a bunch of Hollywood bread. I love that story. I knew we would have the story. So there you go. So Jim Gillis, that's what happened to Hollywood Bread. Now on with the countdown. You see that? We do more than just kind of drop an offhanded comment. We follow through. And so we are. Hey, time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report in lots and lots of company getting off the Pell Bridge. And heading on into Newport today, it's just the volume of traffic coming in. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. We've got a lot of action over at Fort Adams. And so, actually, if I back out this traffic map here, traffic is heavy right on down Farewell, on America's Cup, down into Lower Thames, all the way out the Wellington and on the drive all the way to Fort Adams, and it looks like we've had heavy traffic all the way around the drive this morning as well. So you'd think it was a Friday in June or something. Watch out for heavy traffic in Newport throughout, and the bridge is no exception. It will take you a while to get off the Pell Bridge, particularly onto the Connell off-ramp. Stay to the left, get off onto Admiral Kalfas, come into Newport. That way you will save yourself some time. Heavy traffic through the westbound toll right now. Eastbound is moving pretty well. On the Mount Hope Bridge, we're a little busy at the traffic light. Going north on 114, getting into Bristol Ferry Road, getting onto the bridge or over onto Boyd's Lane. The Sakonnet River Bridge, just fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com, VD and you with the VD Advantage. Everybody gets it, you know, if you're a VD customer. And once you're a VD customer, you're a VD customer for life. And you get free pickup and delivery, free loaner when you bring your car for service. It's always VD and you. Here's Art Berluti with the road work schedule for this 14th of June.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
In Middletown, delays continue at the intersection of Aquidneck and Green End Avenues. Watch for alternating lane closures in Barrington on Nayat Road east and west from Washington Road to Rumstick Road. And in North Kingstown, expect delays on Lafayette Road north and south near the Lafayette Road Bridge. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Drunk driving is 100% preventable, 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org.
The Surf Club invites you down by the Newport waterfront for their unique brand of unwinding and relaxing. Yours to enjoy 7 days and nights a week. Stop by any Sunday and check out the new Sunday brunch menu from 11 to 3. Get together with some friends and do the pizza class each third Monday of the month. Contact the Surf Club for details. And for a great harborside experience, the outside surf shack is open every day, weather permitting. There's nothing quite like the Surf Club at the end of America's Cup Avenue in Newport.
It's America's favorite car show, Nordstrom's Under the Hood, and you can catch it every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 right here on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Listen to the Motor Medics as they talk repairs and offer advice on buying and selling new, used, and classic cars. They also offer how-to tips, all in a fun-filled atmosphere. It's Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on WADK and WADK.com.
Welcome to beautiful Southern Rhode Island. This is your two-minute tourist guide designed to help you make the most of your vacation time here.
Whether you go to Block Island to fish, swim, hike, or bike, you'll likely build up an appetite during your adventures. No worry. Block Island Restaurant Week is June 9th through the 14th, with restaurants offering special dishes at exceptional prices to delight your palate and your pocketbook. Then dance off those extra calories at Block Island Music Fest, June 11th through the 16th. For more details, visit blockislandinfo.com.
Welcome aboard the Newport Harbor Shuttle, everyone's favorite and least expensive way to get out on the water. Departs from Parati Park, ride all day, hop on, hop off. Stops at Bowen's Wharf, Ann Street Pier, Sail Newport, Fort Adams, and Goat Island. Same low fare, kids under 12 ride for half price. And don't miss Newport's most amazing harbor tour, aboard the Amazing Grace. Visit oldportmarine.com for more information.
It's strawberry picking time at Sweetberry Farm. Ripe, delicious berries, ice cream, and fresh baked goods. A fun time for the whole family. Come for breakfast, lunch, or a gourmet dinner to go. Open daily, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sweetberry Farm, 915 Mitchell's Lane, Middletown.
A trip to Block Island takes less than 15 minutes when you fly with New England Airlines from Westerly. Flights leave as early as 7:30 a.m. every day for only $118 round trip. Call New England Airlines today at 1-800-243-2460 or visit them online at blockislandairlines.com.
The people of Southern Rhode Island thank you for spending your precious vacation time and money here in our beautiful community. Come back soon.
WADK weather.
Today, mostly sunny. We'll see a refreshing breeze with a high of 67. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Saturday, reaching a high of 70. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy, more humid with a passing shower in the afternoon, and a high of 68. Starting the week on Monday, humid with considerable cloudiness, we'll see a couple of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm, high 75. I'm Jillian Ford on 1540 WADK.
Bristol's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Okay, just what, not why. We have a taxi downstairs. Anybody call a taxi from the airport in Warwick? So I'm looking at the fare schedule on the side of the cab's door because unlike Uber, they have to divulge the fare. So, the first one-tenth of a mile is $3.50. A three-mile trip is $12.20. It's more than 3 miles from State Airport in Warwick to 23 Connell Highway in Newport, 02840. It's 30 cents for each additional tenth of a mile. So what, I drive this fairly regularly. It's 20 miles, almost exactly. So 30 cents for a tenth of a mile would be $3 a mile, right? So $3 times 20 is 60. Plus 350, that's $63.50. Holy cow. Plus, if we want the cabbie to wait, it's $30 an hour. He's got an on-duty sign in his windshield. Does he have a fare in the back? No, no fare. And he was just pulling in here just to kind of get his bearings. He did not patronize any of the fine businesses located in our little village here. I was hoping he needed glass work or something, or that he was coming up here to be interviewed on the radio, if you know what I'm saying. But no, off he goes in a cloud of smoke and a hearty hi-yo silver. So there you are. The 63rd annual Newport Motor Car Festival is this weekend. Always Father's Day at Portsmouth Abbey. And we say hello to our friends at the Portsmouth Tiverton Rotary who are putting this on. And we're happy to pass along the rundown here. Registration is 8:30 to noon. And you'll pay the car fee. It's $20 to show your car. Your hood must be open for your car to be judged. And you have to have a window placard going on as well. And so there's a best of show award and a president's award and all of the rest. So you could enter in one of, 30 plus classes of cars here, from pre-30 all the way through to the present day. Now, the present category, this is interesting, to be in the present category without getting into particular models, your car could be from 1980 to the present. Now, there are particular categories. There are categories for Camaros and for Mustangs and for Cadillacs and for Porsches, and those have different date ranges, but I'm trying to think of the similarities between a 1980 car and a 2019 or 2020 car. I guess they don't look that much different if you think about it. I mean, you could certainly tell when they're a lot more aerodynamic today. They were even, it's so funny because, you know, you bought a car in like a 1982 or something. And, oh, man, this is so sleek. And you look at it now, it looks like a box. I don't think they ever sold that Grand Prix. Next door to us, by the way, there's a 77 Grand Prix that is gorgeous. And I've certainly had my eye on it for, well, since we moved in here for sure, but it lives over there at the Antiques. And I just saw it actually going down Connell Highway. And I thought someone had been kind of test driving it, but maybe they just kind of keep it around as a pet and everything. But that's a beauty. It looks like I would say it's a 76, 77 right in around there, because they shrunk them after that. Because I owned a 77 Monte Carlo, and it was almost identical to that one. But I digress. So, there are so many categories, so many fascinating cars, so many proud owners. Man, this is going to be great. Military, kit cars, trucks, American sports like GT and Mopar, motorcycles. There's an all-electric category. Remember, we talked about that last year when the Rotary folks were in here. So it's out at Portsmouth Abbey this Sunday, Father's Day. It's always Father's Day. And this is the 63rd annual Newport Motor Car Festival. So hopefully you'll get a chance to go on out there. It's supposed to be pretty nice on Father's Day Sunday. So go on out, and we certainly wish the best and wish good luck to the car owners as well as the Rotarians. Yes, indeed. So here we are. The flag is very much in evidence today. This is Flag Day. Well, it should be in evidence, put it that way. And originally, of course, the flag had 13 stars and 13 stripes. And as you remember from your history, because they used to teach history when you and I were in school, they at first said, well, okay, every time we add a state, we'll add a star and a stripe. Well, the flag started to get kind of Herb Chambers size pretty quickly. So they said, well, let's rethink this. So the flag code was developed, and the flag of the United States shall be 13 horizontal stripes alternating red and white. And the union of the flag, that's the upper left-hand corner, shall be 50 stars representing the 50 states, white in a blue field. On the admission of a new state into the Union, one star shall be added to the Union of the flag. Such addition shall take effect on the 4th day of July, then next succeeding such admission. What do you think? Will we ever have 51 or 52 states or so? I know. Well, what's-his-face used to say 57 states, and it's kind of low-hanging fruit for a lot of the hack talk show hosts to bring that up. I get that. But what do you think? You think Puerto Rico will become a state? Which do you think will be a state first, D.C. or Puerto Rico? Or will there be a deal where California will split into two or three states? Can you imagine? 51 or 52 states? Wow. I don't know. I don't think there'll be any more states. I really don't. I think in my apocryphal mind that if there were to be a change, there would be such a seismic change that it would just be, it would really be so significant that it would change the entire fabric and so on. I don't think it'll be a simple matter of, oh, so-and-so will be another state. I don't think you ever get another state. I really don't, because there's no way that you're going to get 50, you know, legislatures to agree, and the Congress can't agree on everything because they're always looking over their shoulder. What do I have to do to get reelected? You know? So I don't see it myself. Any person who, within the District of Columbia, in any manner, for exhibition or display, shall cause or place any word, figure, mark, picture, design, drawing, or any advertisement of any nature upon any flag, standard, colors, or ensign of the United States of America, or shall expose or cause to be exposed to public view any flag, standard, colors, or ensign upon which shall have been printed, painted, or otherwise placed, or to which shall be attached, appended, affixed, or annexed any word, figure, mark, picture, design, or drawing, or any advertisement of any nature, or who, within the District of Columbia, shall manufacture, sell, expose for sale, or to public view, or give away, or have in possession for sale, or be given away for use for any purpose, any article or substance, being an article of merchandise, or a receptacle for merchandise, or article, or thing, for carrying or transporting merchandise, upon which shall have been printed, painted, attached, or otherwise placed. I lost my place. Holy cow, this thing goes on. Anyway, if you do any of that stuff and a bunch of other things, you get a $100 fine or 30 days in jail. So you can't put pink on the flag. We went all through this wearing it on your butt. Remember those
days? This is Steve Lombardi, Executive Director of the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. We have been the business voice of East Greenwich since 1929. Our mission is to promote business development and foster cooperation between business, government, and the community. We are committed to helping to make East Greenwich a better place to live, work, play, dine, shop, and do business. The Chamber provides many benefits such as networking events, townwide gift certificates, business education opportunities, and lobbying efforts. The Chamber promotes many community events such as our Main Street Strolls, East Greenwich Restaurant Week, the Greenwich Odeum, the EG Farmers Market, and many others. Membership in the Chamber says you support the business community and the community as a whole, and that you want to be part of moving us forward. For membership information, contact me at 401-885-0020 or steve@eastgreenwichchamber.com. You can also visit us at eastgreenwichchamber.com.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
You can really save time and energy by using Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery. To start, use the Walmart grocery app or order online. Pickup is free and can be at an exact time. There's a small fee for delivery, but you can pick the one-hour window if you want. And Walmart staff selects the best items for you no matter what it is. Fresh foods, bulk items, doesn't matter. There's a money-back satisfaction.